B-Pod Studios.
Should I stay or should I go?
Let me read to you the story. Authorities in New York are looking for a man who molested a sleeping woman on a subway train. It happened on Sunday. Another passenger got video of this molestation, which shows a guy putting his hand up the woman's skirt. Now, the video does not show what happened next, but according to the witness who shot the video, a Mr. Jeffrey, the woman eventually woke up and punched the guy in the face. She then got off at the next stop. The molester guy got off a few stops later. And we do have the man that shot the video on the phone with us right now. And again, I have him as Mr. Jeffrey. Mr. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yes. Good day to you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on the show, Mr. Jeffrey.
Thank you for the invitation.
No problem. I don't like being so formal as say, because the article only said your name was Mr. Jeffrey. Can I call you by your first name, Mr. Jeffrey?
I don't mind. My name is Jive.
Your first name is Jive Jeffrey. Jive?
My first name is Jive.
Jive. J-I-V-E Jeffrey.
It sounds as if you are having difficulty in pronouncing
it. No, I'm not having. I didn't know. I just have never met a man whose first name is Jive.
That's not my first name. My name is Clive.
I'm sorry. Mr. Clive Jeffrey.
Indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Clive, if you don't mind.
So call me Jive if you must.
Is it Clive or is it Jive?
I thought we had established that.
Clive Jeffrey.
Jive.
Let's stick to Mr. Jeffrey. I don't know what you're saying. Is it Clive or Jive? I'm sorry.
Call me Clive.
Okay, Mr. Jeffrey. You're on. What time of day was this that you were on the subway when you saw this sleeping woman get molested by this creep, this sicko, this whack job? You were on. What time of day was this?
Well, me and three of my companions are a foursome. We were returning from a vigorous afternoon. Of rooftop bocce.
What, rooftop bocce?
It's lawn bowling.
You mean bocce?
That's what I said.
Rooftop bocce?
Yes. A wonderful green grass on the top of a very large building.
Okay, very good, Jive. Let's get into this. So you're with three of your friends. You're coming back after playing rooftop bocce. And
a spirited game, yes.
Okay, all right. And
right now,
yes,
we are in second place in interdivisional play.
Really? You and your three buddies?
That's correct.
All right, and you guys, you probably do everything together, don't you?
We like to socialize frequently.
Okay, why didn't, let me ask you this, sir. Mr. Jive Jeffrey, why didn't you, if you're filming this thing, why didn't one of your three companions try to stop this guy? You had the quote in the paper that said you only took 18 seconds of this, wanted to get the guy on camera to catch him, and you did tell the authorities, but you, at least one of your riding companions could have easily got this guy, detained him while you were shooting the video. I still don't know why you were shooting video when you could have stopped this. Why didn't one of your friends do something, Mr. Clive Jive Jeffrey? Sir. One would think that you'd want to go and stop this before it even happened, Jive.
I believe they have a saying that hindsight is 20/20.
All right, but you knew enough to film it. You said the quote in here was that you were startled. I shot 18 seconds of video. I never seen this before in my life. I wanted to get the guy's face on camera. What were your three buddies?
I was completely misquoted. They didn't even get my name right.
I have it right here. It says Mr.
Do they have me down as Jive?
They don't have... Is your name Jive or Clive? Never
my
mind.
My name is Jive.
Jive. They just referred to you as Mr. Jeffrey.
I believe that you must consider the source then.
I want to know what your three buddies were doing while you're filming and this creep ball is feeling up a woman.
I was there with Mr. David.
Mr.
David. Mr. Wallace and Mr. James.
Mr. David, these are your pals. Mr. David, Mr. Davis. Is it Davis or David?
Mr. David.
Mr. David. And Mr.
Yes, Mr. Wallace and Mr. James.
Mr. Wallace?
Yes.
Mr. Wallace and then and Mr. James.
Yes.
What were they doing?
Well, Mr. David noticed it at first.
Is Mr. David, is that his first name or his last name? David's a very common first name, but not a common last name. Is that his first, Mr. David, is that Mr. David so-and-so, or is that Mr. Blank so-and-so David?
Well, it's Mr. James David.
But there is a Mr. James already.
That is correct.
Is that his first name or you got Mr. James David?
Yes.
And what's Mr. James's first name?
David.
So his name is Mr. David James, and then
correct.
Mr. David is Mr. James David.
That's correct.
What about Mr. Wallace?
His name is George.
Okay. All right.
Hello? This is Mr. Jeffrey calling from New York.
Okay. All right. Wait a second. I'm here, Jive.
The connection soured for a moment.
No, it hasn't. Now, Mr. Clive Jeffrey.
If it was on my end, I apologize profusely.
It has nothing to do with the phone connection. I apologize. I had something caught in my throat. Okay?
I'm sorry to hear that. I truly am. Do you need a moment to clear the obstruction?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes.
What was Mr. James David and Mr. James David James,
David James.
and Mr. George Wallace, your bocce buddies, what were they doing? Why didn't they try to stop this?
Well, in our homeland, Mr. David.
Wait, where's your homeland? You don't live in New York?
We live in New York. We are originally from the islands.
Oh, okay.
And back
I couldn't
home,
tell.
Yes. Mr. David was licensed to practice law.
Is that Mr. James David or Mr. David James?
That's Mr. James David.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I believe Mr. George Wallace was the first to notice the impropriety. He alerted Mr. David.
Yes.
And Mr. David advised us that we should film this.
Hold it. During the whole thing, the impropriety, as you say, Mr. Jeffrey Jive, is that you saw the impropriety, you discussed amongst yourselves, now I think we should film this, meanwhile doing nothing to protect the woman.
Mr. David explained that we would be doing the young lady more of a service to document the act.
Uh-huh.
To see how far it would go.
What, are you kidding me?
So that the policeman would know what to charge this man with.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the only thing that I'm seeing
and
in the...
Mr. David also explained...
Mr. David James.
Yes.
Or is it...
I'm sorry, it may have been Mr. James.
James David. Or David James.
It escapes me now.
Okay, understood. It happened last Sunday.
It was Mr. James, I believe.
James David.
Yes.
Okay.
And he said to Mr. David...
Yes.
Should we keep the tape rolling?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ended up with the young lady waking up and punching this man
right
in the nose.
Now, you didn't tape, you didn't film that.
I did.
You did. It says you didn't.
That is assault.
I know it's assault.
They had both violated each other.
She slapped him and punched him because he had his hand up her dress. What the hell? Are you seriously?
I don't know if you have seen the video. Pay attention to the audio portion of it, and you can hear just a gentle. I shouldn't even call him a gentleman. Saying something about a free slice of pie.
Oh, stop it now, sir. Now, wait a second.
Mr. David and Mr. James suggested that we not get physically involved because Mr. George Wallace does not have a work visa.
Oh, so he's here illegally.
Yes.
And so that's why you didn't take proper action when somebody is being attacked on a New York subway. Is that what you're telling me, Jive?
Well,
Clive Vass?
I did take proper action because I documented it.
Documented it
on the video. This lady would have no case, and the gentleman would not be able to prove that she punched him in the nose. But we have made preliminary arrangements to talk to someone from the TMZ.
Why a TMZ? That's a tabloid website. What are you trying to profit off this, Jive?
Well, we were contacted by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Harvey.
Yes. Mr. Harvey, yes.
I'm
familiar with him. He's an attorney, too.
And he said that perhaps we could come to some sort of a mutually agreeable fiduciary agreement.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
And this way you can see the whole tape.
We appreciate you coming on. We've been speaking with Mr. Clive Jeffrey.
Jive.
I said that correctly. Clive.
That's exactly.
Clive Jeffrey.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Are you planning anything special?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Faye. I was wondering how we were going to get into this little Fespic epic, one that's guaranteed to set radio back a good 10 years. A little music.
Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me, we got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers. Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haiti. Stan and Haiti. Stan and Haiti. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haiti. Stan and Haiti. Stan and Haiti. All afternoon.
Place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haiti on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haiti. Oh, I hear you. Monday edition of the Stan and Haiti Show. Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope everybody had a nice, every father had a nice Father's Day.
Boy, you could really hear the brass and woodwind come together on that, couldn't you?
It's like, what the hell? You know, everything has to be reset. Everything is.
And there's no reason for that.
All right, I feel better now. Everything's all right. It's a crapshoot.
No, we just accept that we're sabotaged constantly.
Well, that goes without saying. I am pleased to say we have managed to go another day. Today's Monday. Talked about it on Friday without the plexiglass being up. Junior was so concerned. He was going around to everybody, and I don't understand why. When are they putting up the plexiglass? Do you know what time they're... Do you know what kind of plexiglass they're putting up?
I don't know what's up with Junior.
Just...
But it's been a week. We're starting the second now.
Yeah.
And...
Actually, you're starting your third week.
And somehow... You know, I've been here forever. I'm part of the furnishings
right,
around here.
Right.
And he's here a couple of days, and he's plugged in telling me things I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because, you know what? Okay.
Now, you told me about the plexiglass.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, you know what's next, don't you?
What?
Cameras.
Oh, yeah, who told you about cameras?
It was an idea floating around.
Look, that idea...
No, you told me that, no, that was done.
It's not done.
That idea has been floating around for 15 years.
And it's not a good one.
Well, not for you. I don't think it's good for me either.
I don't want to insult you, Stan, but I don't see how you'd think it'd be good for you either.
No, but here's my point. I can see them. It's not good for me, not good for you. But
it's bad for me. It's bad for you.
I can see them if they wanted to go... We had a live band in here. If we had a demonstration, if you wanted to show Junior something and we had the cameras
or
on.
If we had manned cameras with a director as opposed to just treating it like a convenience store and throwing cameras up in the corner.
I don't want a third person in the room to begin with filming.
No, but I'm what I'm saying is even if they weren't in the room, they could direct the cameras so that they would be in context or make sense. Instead,
oh, you mean like with a little joystick?
Yeah. Instead, what you end up with is a camera like it just shows the door opening at the convenience store.
Yeah, it's been kicked around for a long time.
And it's not for us.
And the thing is...
You know what?
With you and I doing this, you just throw a towel over the thing. But I think to have a camera on here, if something's going on...
Well, these days, I think you're allowed to use spray paint.
Spray paint. according to the land of Beasley, you'll pay.
No. Colonialism, and we're fighting the power.
That's in America, not on this property. Just like your car is a Haney smoking zone, this building is a Beasley zone, and they'll resort to any kind of tactics necessary to stop you from spray painting. No spray painting their cameras. If they get look, they're not going to get cameras in here. I'm telling you right now.
Well, why would Junior tell me that? And then you're telling me plexiglass, which defeats the whole purpose of being here.
I got to tell you this.
Because guess what?
What?
That plexiglass.
Yes.
I give it a day or two.
Oh, it's going to fall down.
It's going to fall down, but I give it a day or two before you can't see through it.
Oh, I guarantee that. They already put it up in the sports guys.
So if the whole reason that I'm here is to make eye contact with you, and they put up a barrier,
no, you'll see me. You'll see me.
I'll see your shadow.
Yeah, but they got it up over there. And here's what it is.
It is up over there.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm gonna go look at it.
Let me tell you before you look at it. Sit down. You got it. I got it.
No, I can't. I can't picture this.
You'll picture it after I tell you. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to be putting up plexiglass near for everybody's safety. Kind of like they've put up at the grocery stores, kind of like they put up at the convenience stores.
I don't know. I've not been to a store in 6 months.
I know. This is why you can't identify with this.
No, everybody, that's crazy talk to me.
At the Publix now, you have a little slot open where you can hand the money and get your receipt.
What?
Oh, yeah.
At Publix?
Yeah. They got the plexiglass up at Publix.
They're in gas stations.
Gas everywhere.
Publix.
And what it is...
So that's normal now?
That's
the new normal. Yep.
This is why you're being baffled by this. We live it.
I thought this was a Beasley gag. You mean there are actually people out in real life wearing masks and plexiglass?
Yes.
Almost every store you go to has the plexiglass.
Oh, some of them, every store you go to has the plexiglass. And within the past couple of weeks, they've now said in certain stores, mandatory that you wear a mask. They won't let you in if you don't have a mask.
For real?
Yes. So
that's crazy.
Beasley tells Richard the engineer.
Boy, they have taken this too far. I mean, I understand it's a gag.
Beasley tells Richard the engineer, put up plexiglass. So you're thinking,
but isn't the damage done?
I guess we're ground zero. So they put up some kind of constructed plexiglass.
Because people have been coming up to me going, what, you don't wear a mask? I'm going,
yeah,
no, are you effing kidding me? You think I'm some kind of freak?
So, they go over there. Well, our plexiglass has been put up. Do you want to know how they did it?
How?
They didn't go and construct it and get some kind of carpenter in it. They got a sheet of plexiglass and it drilled two holes to hang it with a string up in the ceiling.
So it's
a hanging piece of plexiglass.
Like a plexiglass curtain.
Yes.
That ceiling won't support that.
They're on a break. Go in there and take a look at it. They're on a break right now. I just saw one of the guys go down the hall. Take a look at that. I'll give him a couple of seconds.
It's tiny, too.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
But he's going to come back. Watch. This is no work of architecture or studio redesign. It's a piece of plexiglass hung by two strings from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's just not practical.
And it's not, I don't know how practical it is. Where did he go? What's he having a conversation with somebody out there?
It sounds like he's yelling.
What?
That's nuts.
It's okay, there we go.
Honest to God, that's how you live. Is that hung up with coat hangers?
It's like a wire.
Did you see when Richard drilled through the plexiglass?
Oh, I bet it did. It's not meant to be drilled through like that.
This is insane.
We ours are still at the designers. We got to figure the right color cord to
hang. Yeah, so ours can be professionally installed like yours. Hey. Welcome back, by the way. I'm sure you're about as happy to be here as I am.
Well, you know what? You know, we can do both our shows on my couch anytime you want. I got a nice light. You can go smoke outside.
Yes. Oh, that's
he doesn't want to go and smoke outside. He wants to be able to be seated where he can smoke nonstop.
I was by my pool,
this is what it all comes down to. Smoking.
I get it.
God bless you, Pete.
God bless you. Love you guys.
Bye, hey. Pete. Did you take a look at that?
That is his name, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good job, Haney.
Yep.
No, so that is so much worse than I was picturing.
I told you this.
And it accomplishes absolutely nothing.
Except it's going to get dirty.
I look at that thing.
It's a piece of like 3x4 plexiglass.
And they got it
hung by strings.
With, are those strings or are they?
I don't know.
They look like lady color coordinated hangers that they've untwisted and then twisted back.
Anything that. It's all about safety.
That's not safe. That thing is going to drop on Pete's head.
I know that.
I don't want it in here.
Well, it's not in here yet. That's why I started the whole conversation. Thank goodness we made it to Monday and there's no plexiglass here.
Why does this keep happening?
Because we're in a pandemic, I guess.
But why is it things that you and I...
Yeah.
When we clearly see.
Yeah.
And this has gone on for decades.
Oh, you mean we can look in advance and see the logical conclusion
and,
to that?
And after the plexiglass has fallen down and hurt somebody or whatever.
Chard gets in somebody's eye.
They won't say, Haney had the foresight to see that. They'll go, better stay away from him. He must be some kind of warlock that can see the future.
Yeah. Got to be some kind of freaking genius to figure that one out. That's an accident waiting to happen.
I am so glad you saved my papers over the years that I would have balled up and thrown away.
During the office move from the corner one to this one, they didn't make it. We got to take a break.
You mean all the things that prove that I've been right all along?
Yeah, they don't exist anymore.
Thanks.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney coming up on the show today. We're going to have the grab bag here for you in just a little bit. For our local beat at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to remember Jim Kick.
Oh, yeah.
Got a little story on him, and we were lucky enough to talk to the gentleman a few years back, and we got a little excerpt, just short little excerpt when we talked to to Sundance.
We love our 72 Dolphins.
And lost another one, Parkinson's. He had a difficult time with memory, and he had a tough past couple of years, but we had the privilege to speak with him a few years back. Also, we're going to go and play What's That Sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood to give you some prizes. And later on today, The Wayback Machine.
Yeah, I went down the rabbit hole a little bit after reading the news about Jim Kick and looking into the Memphis Southman.
Oh, yeah. Now, when we talked to him, he talked extensively about those days. And, of course,
because
it's not going to be in the clip that we have, but he's got stories about that.
The Dolphins, they won back-to-back Super Bowls, had the undefeated season. There was no reason for that to stop.
Nope.
Until 1974, Zonka, Kick, and Warfield signed with Memphis of the new World Football League.
And it's not in...
And they offered Zonka...
A lot of money.
The figure that I heard was 3.5 million.
Well, Jim Kick talked about it. He said, I would have to have played in the NFL for 10 years for the amount of money that I made going to the WFL. And he said, and it's not in the clip that we're going to play today, but he said in his full interview with us, he said, we were waiting for a call from Joe Robbie. He said, I knew Joe Robbie couldn't match the number that the Southmen were paying the three of them. He said, I just wanted him to make an offer. He said, I knew we were going to be paid a lot less. And he said he never called. And he said, that made up my mind.
And I was looking at all things WFL. And they had the World Bowl with the Florida Blazers playing at Legion Field against the Birmingham Americans. Spoiler alert, Birmingham won.
Yeah, and they only got one game. They only played a season and a half.
But they had, Florida had, and I guess the Blazers were out of Orlando. There was supposed to be another team, the Jacksonville Sharks, but they didn't even make it the first season, I don't think. But I'm watching, you know, clips from the World Bowl, and it's got the original color commentary on there. And it wasn't even on one of the major networks.
It wasn't. They couldn't get a major network.
And so this is their championship game. And I think the guy's name was Tommy Reardon. And he was the top running back for the Florida Blazers. Now, remember, this is 1974. Championship game, and they talk about how the strength of Florida's team is the running game, and Tommy Reardon, and as soon as he busts like a 15-yard run, looked really good, and the color commentator goes, boy, they're not going to regret giving that man $3,200. So Zonka made $3.5 million. The guy in the championship game made $3,200, and that's if he got paid, because there was very nearly not even a World Bowl, because none of those guys on that field had been paid for weeks. And as they're on the field playing, U.S. Marshals are in there repoing everything in both locker rooms.
Kick, Warfield, and Zonka got a lot of money up front. A lot.
What it seems to me, and I mean, it's ancient history at this point, but it seems to me like the guy that owned Memphis was a serious player and wanted to follow the old AFL blueprint, and really his goal had nothing to do with the league. It was to get Memphis into the NFL. You know,
that was everyone's goal of doing that.
And they really lowered the standards as far as your buy-in fee for this league, so they weren't really financially stable. But that was what it was all about. And he later sued the NFL and did not win.
No.
But I guess that was his gambit, was for him to personally spend a bunch of money, get some legit stars, and try and rattle the NFL's cage.
That was the premise for a lot of those leagues. The
and
a-
that,
ABA,
you know what?
WFL.
And that's why they fail. If they focused on their product, USFL could probably still be around.
But there were people that wanted to go into the NFL there, too. The only one that wanted to run that league and run it right was John Bassett. The only one. Trump had a lot of money, but he wanted the NFL.
He wanted the New Jersey Generals in the NFL.
Correct. That team only.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, North Naples. This is for real. The Grateful Dead, or the brand that is the Grateful Dead.
The legal entity known as the Grateful Dead
has released a line of deodorants.
That would seem to go against everything they stand
sure
for.
Does.
Deadheads, are you ready? The Grateful Dead has launched a line of deodorant, and it's vegan. Five different scents, and they all last almost as long as a Dead song in concert. And that's a long time. Speaking of long, that reminds me of my old lady's armpit hair. Smelling fresher than ever with Grateful Dead deodorant. Look for it in the recycled paper box at your neighborhood head shop. Grateful Dead deodorant. Oh, and one more thing. Would you like to buy a tie-dyed shirt or necklace from me and Moonbeam? We're trying to scrape together some money for the next fish tour.
There, Sandy's looking at the products right now on the monitor.
That's a deodorant?
Yeah, deodorant.
It looks like an energy drink.
What the hell is this thing?
Here.
It's USDA certified, Dan.
Yeah.
Cedarwood and juniper, lavender and rose.
And then the package designing is so poor that the font is so light, I can't tell you what flavor the other ones are.
So Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's, Mrs. Butterworth, who's going next?
No.
Eskimo Pies.
No, come on.
The company plans to rebrand it. Eskimo Pies date back to 1921. Here's an actual ad they played at drive-in movie theaters.
Symbol of a treat that quality made famous. America's most famous ice cream treat. Eskimo Pie. Creamy, delicious ice cream made even more exciting with smooth, rich chocolate coating. And wearing the label of quality known the world over. Eskimo Pie.
That's right. The Stan and Haney Show. We wear the label of quality.
Yeah. Always have.
Even as the world burns.
Oh, what are people buying? Something that I told you should have bought a long time ago. People are...
What's that stock in that Argentinian payphone company?
People are buying disposable urinals. So they don't have to rely on public restrooms, whether you're at a ball game or a rally. It's called the Travel John Disposable Urinal Bag, and apparently sales have skyrocketed.
Introducing the Travel John Disposable Urinal Bags that are convenient, unisexed, sanitary personal urinals containing Lixorb technology. Travel John products are also great for pee emergencies, and they're strongly recommended for emergency preparedness supply kits and essential disaster kits as part of the combination disposable bathroom kit.
I thought that was called a McDonald's cup.
Yeah. Jamie Gagney of Wilton, New York.
Come on down. You're the next contestant.
Was in a dispute with the town over his workshop. Possibly to make a statement. He doesn't specifically say. He carved a 7-foot wooden phallic symbol and placed it right in his front yard.
How you like
when
that?
They told me I was under arrest. I was like, oh, and I had to go down to the station, handcuffs and everything. That caught me a little off guard. They were nice enough to give me a ride back home, but that seems a little excessive for some artwork in the front yard. I mean, they could have just asked to take it down.
Did you see that... An off-duty cop was arrested for vandalizing a Black Lives Matter sign in Thousand Oaks, California.
Did not miss that one. I don't catch them all.
Just thought that was interesting.
The Trump rally on Saturday. Now.
A lot of trickery and tomfoolery.
But I'm going to tell you about the fake media. Trump was beautiful on Saturday with ad-libbing and...
It was a perfect speech.
So he was, he said fair.
Average.
But he's making, and most people understand a tongue-in-cheek comment. Mm-hmm. One that's meant with a little bit of sarcasm in it. You don't take the words literally. You take the sarcasm along
with
it.
Yeah, I was confused because... I've always believed that, as have you, that people are generally able to pick up on things like that, but I've been told they're not.
So,
and that it should be reported literally.
So Trump is at his event in Tulsa. And
he is a masterful communicator.
And he's talking about how many COVID testing there is now in America. Because we need more, we need more, we need more. And he's trying to get the message across. Oh, my God, there's so much COVID test going on. Make it stop. Make it stop. So much. They took him literally. Trump wants to slow down COVID testing. Here's what he said.
When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. They test and they test. We got tests that people don't know what's going on. We got tests. We got another one over here. The young man's 10 years old. He's got the sniffles. He'll recover in about 15 minutes. That's a case. Add up to it. That's a case.
And so he's being, sir, Trump wants testing slowed down, wants to kill more. What? I'm going to play this.
Well, story. We can't get into it, but I told you about they're not even making an effort to hide it now. The blatant slantedness of the news.
You're going to love this. Our buddy Dennis DeYoung has a new solo record out.
I don't know if he'll ever forgive me. I was pretty rough on him.
Yeah, I know. He, of course, founding member of Styx. New solo song. It's called With All Due Respect. And it's a song about the fake media. And he opens up with a lot of clip stuff, and then it goes into his song. Brand new Dennis DeYoung.
20.5 million
Fake news, fake facts, new days, new hacks, fake truth, fake lies. Guess what? Surprise! Fake fun, fake facts. Hey, look, new tax. Fake red, fake blue, fake me. Well, fake you.
But should I ever meet one?
I got just a little sample of it.
Nice.
The video contains celebrities on Zoom lip-syncing the chorus. Radio's John DeBella and Scott Shannon are just some of the many on the video.
Oh, have they already been fired?
Either that or forced to retire. I don't know.
Aged out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the term we've been hearing a lot. This is, you know, whatever you want. The acoustic guitar that Kurt Cobain played in Nirvana's MTV Unplugged garnered much more than the anticipated auction price over the weekend of more than $6 million. The guitar that he used and that was sold, a 1959 Martin D18E, and it was customized for a left-hander. There it is.
Yeah. Yes, that's worth a lot of money to some people.
Yeah. $6 million. They say it was more than it's the highest selling guitar ever. He used it for 14 songs on their set.
Let's try and do this CNN style. Stan, it's a very interesting story. Now, there are some that say that the guitar is not actually worth that much money. Is it possible the price was inflated due to its association with Kurt Cobain?
That's a good analogy, Haney. Yes, most things like that, because they are associated with somebody in the rock and roll world who is no longer with us.
What a shame, Stan. Thanks for your report. I guess the tale will be told in November.
We'll be back. Pewter Mug bringing us the grab bag. When we come back, we remember Jim Kick. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for having us along. About 30 minutes away, we're going to give you a chance to win another edition of What's That Sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Later on today, the Wayback Machine. The cockfight has been moved to 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. And now it's a competition between program director Matt Mangus and us.
And also look for special reports by Lara Logan.
To see which pick to click and gets the most votes in the K-Rock audience, that's the new cockfight. Go to the website or the app, click on the cockfight banner, listen to the two songs or watch the videos, and vote on which song you like better.
Why can't we just call it Stan's You Pick the Song?
Stan, You Pick the Song.
I think that's got a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Pizzazz, sizzle.
No.
Razzmatazz.
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah. Razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Bam. Cabaret.
Yeah.
Bam.
Miss Liza Minnelli, everybody.
Yeah.
She's a gift.
Razzle dazzle.
Gift to this American treasure.
He's the first lady of something or other.
Yeah. Razzmatazz. Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Bam. Cabaret. Wham.
Yeah. National treasure.
Yeah.
Haney and I have had the opportunity over the years to speak with, meet, hang out with so many of the great Miami Dolphins, and especially our favorites when we get to see members of the 72 undefeated team.
I consider Larry Little to be a close personal friend.
Sad news. This guy didn't take a whole lot of crap.
None of those guys did. Him and Zonka, they were right there.
I got to read this article because it kind of describes Jim Kick. And then we'll play a little excerpt from when we had him on. And again, he didn't take a lot of crap. Miami Dolphins great Jim Kick dies at 73. This was via the USA Today, and I think from the Palm Beach Post.
He's been having a rough time for a while. Yeah.
Jim Kick, one-third of what NFL Network called the perfect backfield, and one-half of the Dolphins' legendary Butch and Sundance tandem with Larry Zonka, died on Saturday. He was 73. The Dolphins on Saturday evening announced the death of Kick, who in recent years battled memory issues and also resided in an assisted living facility. Although Kick was overshadowed
by his best friend Larry Zonka, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Mercury Morris, a dynamic 1,000-yard rusher. He will forever be ingrained in Dolphins history, both for his skill on the field and escapades off of it. Without him, the 1972 perfect season and 17-0 record might never have happened. Kick scored the winning touchdowns in all three of the Dolphins' postseason victories. Here's a funny story. Dolphin fans, through Dolphin lore, know this. Although defensive tackle Manny Fernandez caught a small alligator during a trip to the Everglades one day, it was Jim Kick who took the heat for that after the creature ended up in Don Shula's shower. Another legendary piece of Dolphins lore. Kick says, "I didn't get the alligator. I didn't do anything. But I was Shula's goat, and whatever he could do, or whatever he could do, he would blame me."
So Jim Kick reminds me of me in junior high school, because the dean's attitude was either I did it, I had something to do with it, or I knew who did.
Kick said, "But I was Shula's goat, and whatever he could do, he would blame on me." I said, "Listen, I'm from New Jersey. I don't fish. I had nothing to do with it." Zonka once explained, "It seemed like Kick was always the easiest one to catch up to. Me and Merck were kind of quick to be out of Shula's way and be out of earshot. As for Kick, he just didn't care about getting in one's way." And that was kind of how he was. In 1999, Jimmy Johnson was in his third year of
failure.
And I'm going to preface this.
Random fact. Zonka and Kick both drafted the same year, and they met for the first time at the 1968 College All-Star Game, and then went together to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
So they hit it off long before they knew they were going to be teammates.
This interview that we did with Jim Kick in 1999, you're going to hear Haney at the end of it. I wanted to talk about the old days and him and Shula. A lot of it doesn't pertain to now. You wanted to talk about Jimmy Johnson.
Well, I hope you edited that out.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
And how bad Jimmy Johnson. Now, don't get me wrong. And you'll hear at the end of this little clip. It's only about 3 minutes. He was no fan of Jimmy Johnson either. He was no fan. And he saw how the Dolphins were going. And I just threw out a hypothetical to him about Jimmy Johnson. Because at this point, we're looking at 3 years after Shula left. That's all you could think of was Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, it was still raw.
It was very raw with you. And you were asking about that particular season. It was one of many losing seasons the Dolphins faced. But let's go back to...
Well, especially now in hindsight, you've always known that I was a Dolphins fan, but then you saw how I got around Shula.
Yeah. Let's go back to 1999 on the Stan and Haney show. The late, great Jim Kick from the undefeated
Miami Dolphins.
And you promised
you took out anything that would embarrass me?
Yes, I did. I had to take out a lot. You had one thing. During this interview, you had one thing on your mind. One.
I get that way sometimes.
Let's go back.
Sometimes it's great. Other times...
Let's go back to 1999.
It's a pleasure to have Jim Kick on the phone. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
Great. Thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Butch and Sundance. How did that whole thing get started?
Well, at that time, the movie was out, the Butch and Sundance, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, and a local newspaper writer, Bill Broucher, who wrote for the Miami Herald, I guess, movie and saw a lot of similarities between their characters and myself and Larry. They were in a serious business, in the bank robbing business, but they took everything very lightheartedly and enjoyed what they were doing and made light of everything. And I think that's the way Larry and I played football. We loved playing the game.
That's the way you lived life, too. That's the way you lived life, too, though. You guys, I've seen many a Larry Zonka interview talking about those days. You guys were wild men.
Well, we enjoyed life on and off the field.
Yes,
so,
you did.
That was just our personalities. We had fun, and I believe we still enjoy life.
How did you get along with Don Shula? You know, whenever we talk to some of the old Miami Dolphins who played their entire career with Don Shula, Don Shula, revered by his players. Did you get along with Don, and are you among that group that thinks that, Shula was the best?
Well, looking back at it, he's certainly one of the best. I mean, his record's probably never be broken. I'll be honest with you, it was a product of the 60s, and I was sort of rebellious, and unfortunately, there was not a wrong way or right way. It was Shula's way, and sometimes we didn't always agree, but, the difference was also there was a line of respect that I didn't cross, and, I think he respected my opinion, whether he agreed with it or not. He respected it and then told me no, but... obviously his accomplishments make him one of the best coaches, if not the best coach ever in the history of the NFL. And for me to do downgrade him would be ludicrous. But I get along with him much better now that he's not my boss. We still, bust chops a little bit. I remember the first time I ever played golf with him about 1971, 72, and we played together. And I went up to him. I said, Coach, you're the only guy I know who's got such a big ego that says he's a 15 handicap in order to 35. And, the words out of his mouth are not repeatable on any radio or TV.
Could a Jim Kick play for a red-faced pain in the ass Jimmy Johnson?
I don't know. I played for... a dictating Don Shula. I'll be honest. Probably in my younger years, I could have played for Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
But I think as I got older and more experienced, I wouldn't have put up with his crap neither, just like a lot of the older players do.
Jim Kick, thank you so much for coming on.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye. Jim Kick from the undefeated Miami Dolphins, telling it like it is.
There he was. He like so many of them, at first was very guarded with us. But when we started throwing out the stuff, he relaxed a little bit and just said what was on his mind.
Well, that has been such a common thing over the years. And it's because of how radio had gotten to be, where everything was pranks and gotcha. Mm-hmm. And it was just... So when someone with any notoriety hears, you've got a radio interview, you got to think about what experiences have they had. Okay, great. Friggin' radio moron. Okay. And then when they find out that you're respectful, you have a sense of humor, you know enough to ask questions...
was in that interview, two of the most famous Sports Illustrated covers ever.
Mm-hmm.
Was the picture of him and Zonk, and where Zonk is kind of flipping the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is him, Zonk, and Warfield in their WFL jerseys.
Yep.
And when we were talking to him about the WFL, he said, I'll be honest with you. He says, I do these sports memorabilia shows. I never realized how many copies of Sports Illustrated, those two, the Dolphin shot and the WFL shot, how many of those copies are out there. He said, I've gotten tired signing so many autographs on those Sports Illustrateds. And he said, and I just want to let you know, Larry Zonka was just saying we're number one. And he said, that's all that was. He'll be missed. He was that whole Dolphin team. And again, we had met so many of them. We've talked to Zonka. We've talked to Kick. We've met Mercury. We've met Larry. We've met so many people that were legends in this state. And they're all great guys. But here's the thing that's different. All had personalities. They all had their unique way of doing things.
And Shula brought them all together a common goal.
Yep. And he said, in that interview with talking about Jimmy Johnson, and he said, you got to realize, he said, it's not only how great the coach is or all the credentials he comes with, he's got to be able to put together winning players. A coach has to put together a team that can win. You can have the best coach in football, but if you don't have the players to go with it, you're not going to win. And he was great.
Well, in seeing the articles that were published over the weekend, one of them had a bunch of, a pictorial retrospective on Jim Kick. And I was clicking through it and thinking about the memories. And then I came across this one picture that I almost would want to have framed and put on the wall. It was just a great picture. There was nobody else in the frame, but it was Earl Morrill dropping back to pass, and the perspective of the picture is Jim Kick looking over his shoulder about to catch the ball.
Yeah. Great stuff.
And you think about, the times that we were lucky enough to spend with Coach, and Earl Morrill was always by his side.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. We've got Stan and Haney signed T-shirts. We've got Mel's Diner. We've got Redneck Mud Park for the 4th of July weekend. Fireworks. So many places aren't doing fireworks. Redneck Mud Park is doing it. You can camp there. We got Pewter Mug. We've got Touch of Class Pet Grooming. We got Telescoping Back Scratchers. You got to identify the sound. What's that sound? We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Sue.
Did you hear about that new record offer?
Sure. I got mine yesterday. It's called The Evil Ladies, and it's got over 35 hits by the original artists, like Excrement by The Cracks.
Wow, this has everything. Even open with your lead by Bruce.
Yeah, and check out the great titles. Fudge Lover, Pop Goes the Gerbil, Bloody Mall, Vomit Love, and even everybody's favorite classic, 99 Bottles of on the Wall by Entrails.
Wow, all these classic hits make me want to have a party. Why don't you come over tonight and we'll vomit and bleed on each other and sacrifice my cat on the altar of evil?
Sure sounds like fun. And hey, I'll bring the candle.
To order Evil Lady, have your credit card ready and call this toll-free number now.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96 J-Rock.
Love that band, Excrement.
You know who I love now?
Who's that?
Baby Metal.
Baby Metal? What's Baby Metal? Is it a
you heard of them,
singing?
Junior?
What is that, Junior?
It's like a band of like Japanese girls doing like heavy metal K-pop sort of mix thing.
Right on.
It's 3 Japanese schoolgirls wearing like schoolgirl skirts.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of synchronized, like, karate moves.
Yeah.
And they've got a band very much in the background, but they're all dressed like ghosts banging heads.
Oh, there they are.
And I saw a video of them. I don't know when. I don't know where. But they did their song. And then, who could believe it? Onto the stage rolls Rob Halford.
Right on.
And they do Breaking the Law together.
Breaking the Law, Breaking the Law.
And so, see the one in the middle with the microphone?
Yes, I do.
She's singing Breaking the Law with Rob Halford. The other two on the side, come out with matching red and black flying Vs. They stand up on the monitors and they start going down, 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 down.
Right on.
Oh, man, it was great.
Yeah, I bet it was. How'd you like the picture I sent you over the weekend, Junior? How'd you like that?
I didn't really like it.
Of course not. No. They had a thing where they took Biden, Trump, Ocasio-Cortez.
All the women.
And moved them into women. So I took the Ocasio-Cortez one where the hair's all cropped up and she's got a goatee.
Oh, yeah. Handsome man.
Yeah, very. Yeah. He said something like, I still find him beautiful. Something like that.
The lost generation, Stan.
There it is. I sent that to him. Yeah. Egad.
That is that is so appropriate.
Yeah.
Egad.
Egad. let's play.
Would you hang out with that bra?
Yes, he would. He told me he would.
I mean, we could have a couple brewskis.
That'd be a good wingman for you.
Hey.
let's play. What's that sound?
Oh, God.
We got some sounds. Now, you should know.
Egad.
Yeah, you should know these sounds because we've played them at one time or another during the grab bag. And I tell you, remember the sound. Because you could wind up being a big winner. First person to identify the sound. And I've got, I think, four of them today.
Hey, baby.
Hey, kitten.
What you doing?
What you doing? What you thinking? I got Stan and Haney signed T-shirts, K-Rock T-shirts. They're beautiful T-shirts. $25 to Mel's Diner. Look, so many places aren't doing fireworks this year. Redneck Mud Park is. We've got weekend passes for you, July 2nd through the 5th. We got $50 to the pewter mug. You know, when you've been cooped up, sheltering in place because of the COVID, your pet is too, and he could use a good grooming.
I thought when I was told to come back here that everything was back to normal, and now you're telling me that there's plexiglass and masks everywhere.
Yeah.
When does that end?
Phase 3. $50 to Touch of Class Pet Grooming. Phones are on lockdown until I play the first sound. Let me just make sure. Yes, these are all animal sounds. These are not man-made sounds. These are animal sounds. 277-9600.
So these aren't some sort of device.
No.
This is a living thing.
This is a living, breathing thing. You just have to tell me what living, breathing thing is making that sound. Again, if you're a longtime listener of this show, even a recent time listener, you should know some of these sounds. What's this sound? What is this? Junior, put your thinking cap on. What's this sound? What's that sound?
That's a railroad boy.
Coming out of the hole in the wood. 277-9600. What is that sound? You should know exactly what that sound is. Here it is one more time. I'll keep the volume down low so it was sensitive ears like Junior. What is this? It's an animal.
Sounds like something from a Jethro Tull record.
Yep. What's that sound? You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Coming out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. What's your name?
Thomas.
Thomas, what's that sound?
Yeah, let me turn the radio down.
Okay.
Gee, yeah, we got all the time in the world.
No problem.
No problem.
Really? I think it's a llama.
It's not. You say, what's that sound? You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Al.
Al, what's that sound?
That's a pepper sprayed liberal.
Nope, incorrect. What's that sound?
That sound.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Al.
Turn your radio down. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Who's this?
Malachi.
Malachi, what is that?
Can you play it sound again?
No. 277-9600. If necessary, we'll move on. Ahoy, who's this?
Peter.
Peter, what's that sound?
A porpoise.
No, but you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. It does like water. It doesn't necessarily live in water, but it does like water.
Mm-hmm. Most animals do.
Yeah, but it
kind
lives,
of a requirement.
It lives near the. It lives near salt water,
but not in.
Not it will go in, but doesn't live in. It's not like a fish.
Does it have whiskers?
Maybe.
I hear my train coming.
It's coming around the bend. You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Rob.
Rob, what is that?
I haven't heard what's been guessed, but you're throwing me off a little bit. I'm going to go seal.
You are very, very close. What's bigger than a seal?
Walrus.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. A walrus.
That
is a big Tuscan walrus, I guess, whistling through his nose or the gap in his tusks. What would you like?
Oh, I don't care. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. You don't want to eat. I got stuff to eat. I've got stuff that you can have. What do you want? You don't care. Do you want to go to Redneck Mud Park?
Sure.
All right, you're going.
Yeah, you don't want to end up with Stan's goat farm.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's a zonk. That's a zonk prize behind door number two. What's that sound?
Wonder if Monty realized that most of the kids in the audience did not think that was a zonk prize and would like Monty's goat farm.
Yeah. Monty Hall, TV's big dealer. That's who he was.
Carol Merrill.
Yep. And Jay would bring down the box prizes. Yep, Monty Hall, TV's big dealer.
Yep.
All right, this is a boy. I got a lot of screaming things today. A lot of things that scream. This one is also likes water, but doesn't necessarily have to be in water. It's an air breathing creature, and probably likes fresh water. What's this sound?
That is magnetic tape being stretched.
It could very well be. What's that sound coming out of the hole in the wood?
Why are you always telling us you need new virgin tape? Just tape over that other program. That's exactly what that sounds like.
Coming out of the hole in the wood. Little gurgle there, too.
Hey, you little bastard.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
It's Steve.
Steve, what is that?
I think that's my wife.
Yeah, Yeah.
Well, you would know.
Yeah, you would certainly know. So wouldn't Haney. 277. Now, I will tell you this. Think about that sound. The animal that would make that sound, maybe after a rainstorm. And you start hearing things, and one of the things you hear out in the flooded grass in your yard and over by the woods is this.
Why does that make me angry?
I don't know. I don't know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Ryan.
Ryan, what is it?
Yes, sir. Chicken?
A chicken? No, it is not a chicken. A what?
No, a fisher cat.
A fisher cat? No.
Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, sir. This thing has little front legs and big back legs. 277-96. Like a junior still coming up, no sale. 277-9600. Comes out after rain. Has little front feet and big back
now,
feet.
Now, is this a fart or is it coming out of a mouth?
Oh, it's coming out of a mouth. It's coming out of a mouth. Let me clarify that. It's front end, not back end. Ahoy, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, what is it?
A frog.
It is. It's called a screeching frog.
I wonder why they call it that.
Frog, because it screeches out of the front end, not the back. I don't know what the back end is.
I'm kind of with the other caller as well. It sounds like my wife too.
Yeah, Haney knows. What would you like?
I'll take one of the T-shirts, sir.
You got it, buddy. Autograph Stan and Haney T-shirt. Hold on. Nice job.
Why do you keep telling people that?
You know,
they don't need to know
they
that.
They suspect. What's that sound? You say what that coming sound? Out of the hole in the wood. Coming out of the hole in the wood. This one we had just last week.
And we warned you.
And we warned you.
Jeez. Now that sounds like your wife.
Yeah. And you ought to know. 277-9600. What's that? What is that? You say what is this? Sound? And it's not your wife. Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Stifle yourself.
Helen! Helen!
That's what happens when you eat all the Dove bars. Yeah.
Do you remember what that was? Do you remember if you were you paying attention last week? Do you remember what that is?
I'm coming up no sale.
Yeah, of course you are. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Terry.
What's your first name?
Terry.
Terry, what is that?
That's got to be a frog.
That is not, well, you're one behind. That's not what that is. The frog was before. Might be listening streaming, and Lord knows what kind of delay we're going on that.
No, we couldn't even begin to
sometimes
venture
it's
against.
Like 20 minutes goes by. And
a different day sometimes.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy. What is that sound?
A bird.
What kind of bird?
Loud bird?
No.
It is a loud
it
bird.
It is a loud bird, but it's not what I'm looking for. What kind
I
of
don't know.
What kind of bird did Beretta have?
What kind of bird who?
Did Beretta have?
I don't know.
What kind
is?
Of what?
Boyd.
Oh.
All right, I don't
well,
know.
I got to have the kind of bird it is.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do it.
What, to kill some time, Junior, look up Beretta bird. And then you'll know the answer.
Beretta what?
Boyd. Ahoy, who's this?
Adrian.
Adrian, what is that?
Is that the sulfur-crested cockatoo?
It is! Good memory, buddy. Nice job. What would you like?
Thank you.
What do you want?
You got any more T-shirts?
Sure, hold on. You say, what's that sound? Coming out of
one more here. And again, this was, I think, from last week or 2 weeks ago. You should know what this is. What is this?
Easy, big fella.
Yeah. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Had it on the show not too long ago. Explained to you what it was. (laughs) 277-9600 What's that sound?
Is that me eating chili?
Yes. Quite similar. Quite similar. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Who's this?
Tyler.
Tyler, what is that?
Is that a cheetah?
No, it is not. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Marty and Lehigh.
Marty. What is that sound, Marty?
Cockatoo. That sound.
I apologize to the streamers, although I heard his radio on in the background, and he heard the other person say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little off. Now I'm going to do a little observation. Junior's been talking to this person online, too, for a very long time.
What could be the purpose of
that? I don't know. You get the name and information. He's been having a long conversation.
Yeah, he gets writer's cramp.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Shane.
Shane, what is that?
That is a bull gator.
No. Good guess, though, but it's not. There's more than one. There's more than one. As you can hear. What is that? 277-9600. I'll take a couple of more calls and then I got to call out Mama. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, what is it?
Is that Nancy Pelosi?
Good guess. Incorrect.
Did you see her photo?
What? Yes.
She looks like Al Pacino.
Yep. Yep. Very strong woman. Strong featured. Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
James, what is it?
Bison.
Yeah, a buffalo. It's a stampeding buffalo, bison. You are absolutely correct. But you've won stuff from us before, haven't you?
Months ago.
Are you sure?
That's what he says every time.
Sure. Every time you say that, and I don't know if you're, you know, and what name you're using today.
What name is he using today?
James.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Buffalo Bob Restaurant.
What would you like?
Is your middle name Al?
Yeah, Al.
Yeah, okay, Al is good.
I've got
an old BS artist.
I got Mel's Diner, and I've got Pewter Mug for food.
I'll take Pewter Mug.
Now, Al, you realize if you're not eligible to win, the computer is going to spit it back out, and they won't let you win.
It's been months.
All right.
Then it's legit.
Hold on.
Congratulations, James. Al.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I hope you're not going very far.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama. Where are you going?
Where are you going? I hope you're not going
very far.
Upset the champs.
It's the guitar.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to have you along. We're going to get you updated on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In about 30 minutes, we do it every Monday, we're going to take a trip back. Take a trip back in time with the Wayback Machine.
Got to get back in time.
We're going to see what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to go right smack dab in the middle of the top 40 and go 20 through 16. What was on the pop charts this week?
In 2016.
No, farther back than that.
Well, you said farther. 2016.
I didn't say 2016.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. What? How did
you
I
say said
that?
We're going back 2016.
No. 2216.
Oh, 2216. That hasn't happened yet.
Hit number 20. Hit number 19. 18.
I got you.
76.
I thought it was 2016.
Oh, God.
I got it now.
Good.
Don't worry about
it. Okay. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, buddy.
Got your back.
Right on. Let's get you up to date on traffic. Our first look at traffic this afternoon. Couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Traffic control, I-75 southbound at mile marker 134. And in Lehigh Acres, got a crash. Abrams Boulevard and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. He's been the news since 1998. He started these newscasts in 1998. 22 years bringing you the news. And here he is with today's headlines. This is what you can expect from the 22-year anchor desk king.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You know, you think about everything that's going on in the world.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Yet, they still have time to do these studies.
Oh, yeah. What study do they have now?
Do women find men more or less attractive when they're pictured holding a cat?
They actually did a study.
Yes. And now I know. You're chomping at the bit for answers, and we'll have them all.
Yeah, in less than an hour. What? They did a study?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if that wasn't enough for you, what is the internet all upset about now?
What are they upset about?
There is a huge debate going on across the internet.
Should Junior be on Tinder?
I think that question's been answered.
Yep. He does not.
Is that true, Junior? You were banned from Tinder?
Yeah.
What happened?
All right, so during quarantine, there was a whole bunch of girls soliciting their Snapchat premiums.
Well, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah, I don't even know what Snapchat...
You send them money, and then they send you pictures of their hoo-ha and stuff.
That's,
doesn't seem like much of a value.
No. I thought Tinder was supposed to be let's get at it.
Yeah, yeah, I thought Tinder was supposed to be where you get to see it live.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I decided to mess around with this girl when she tried soliciting it, so I said, I'll sign up to yours if you sign up to my Snapchat premium.
You have a Snapchat premium?
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
So you don't, in fact, even have one.
No, I don't. And then, like, I log on, like, an hour and a half later, and it says I was soliciting my services on Tinder.
You know, with the exception of some counties in Nevada.
He got caught up in the big prostitution crackdown.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed on Tinder.
Because you read about that.
Yeah. So the big question is not, in fact, whether Junior belongs on Tinder or not.
Yeah.
The question that's got people mad enough to hit another person. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You have got to be kidding me.
Pictures
with cats and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I wish I were, Stan. I wish I were. I fear for our country.
Jeez. Get away from peanut butter and jelly anyways and go with a fluffernutter.
And finally, a burglar gets stuck in a window and has to call the fire department.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense.
Unbelievable.
Coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Can we have some laughter around here? 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Update. The world did not, in fact, end yesterday.
It didn't.
But don't let your guard down.
Oh, yeah?
One thing that did happen over the weekend
is Junior was soliciting on Tinder.
Yes. And also, the official arrival of summer.
That's right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs summer is here.
Top signs summer is here.
A lot of bad quarantine tattoos are making their debuts. The neighborhood gathers to grill delicious hot dogs over California's latest brush fire. Wait a second. Is that a tick in your mullet? Your air conditioner is constantly humming nearly as much as your wife's sex toy.
Haney knows.
It is man.
Well, I remember getting to this point.
Oh, yeah.
Know how you never wear pants on Zoom. Now it's so hot, you'd quit wearing shirts, too.
That's a fact. What? Excuse yourself.
It's so hot, you just slipped in a puddle of Real Housewives.
Hit me!
Young women are wearing the latest three-piece bikinis.
Yeah.
Top, bottom, basque.
Look at this, y'all.
Everyone sharing Facebook memories of places they went back when we could go places. White liberal celebrities are making videos blaming themselves and us for the heat.
Mama.
Joe Biden remembers to take off his flip-flops before putting foot in mouth. President Trump spotted two-handing a glass of lemonade.
Ha 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 ha!
The old twin fist.
Yeah. Well, you try saluting 300 times.
600.
600.
Hours. Hours. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
The sun right there.
Yeah. Baking. Yep. Literally baking. General, I don't know if I'm going to make it down the ramp.
Yeah.
I'd like to make it down the ramp.
But I don't know. I've got leather shoes, leather soles.
And he's got these beautiful rubber soles.
Yep. So I'm going to take a glass of water and throw it.
And then they cut it.
Yep.
Right when I start to run.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top sign, summer is here.
Right in my face.
John Bolton's mustache emerged from hibernation. Wacko.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert has left the building.
That's it, baby.
That guy has stuck around for years, failure after failure.
Yep. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This first email, I saw it and I couldn't believe my ears. And I'd love to have him call. Hey, guys, I tried calling you on Friday to say hey.
Hey.
And give you the recipe for those stinky taters.
Oh, yeah.
Some other time, maybe. Barbecue Scott called me on Thursday, said you were talking about Friends and Company. I'll try to get in touch with you guys. Signed, Dion.
Hey, Dion! Yeah. We love you, bud.
That was great.
That's nice to hear from Dion.
Still listening. Oh, this is from Meg.
How is she? For those of you that don't know, we feel very bad for Meg. She married a lib.
Yeah, and Father's Day, I guess, was tough for her. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I want to wish you guys a happy Father's Day. I hope you had a good one. I have a soft spot for dads, especially single dads. I was raised by my dad the first 5 years until he remarried. My biological mom, who I affectionately refer to as Mothra.
Oh, jeez. Ouch.
Left me and my dad when I was 9 months old. That's not the worst thing. She voted for Clinton in 93.
Oh.
And is currently on her fourth divorce. Long story short, I haven't talked to her in over 20 years, and I think I'm quite better off. Love you guys. Hope you had a great Father's Day. Signed, Meg.
Oh, Meg. It's almost like the libs have conspired to go after Meg.
Yeah.
From birth.
From birth. This is from Scott, our super fan. Now he's getting into some good substance. Hey, guys. Hope you both had a nice Father's Day. Stan, I know you're somewhat a steady viewer of TLC, which, when I was a kid, was called the Learning Channel.
That's was great, too.
For all the fiancé and the 600-pound and all, that's the channel.
But when it was the Learning Channel, it was really good. I don't know why they did away with it.
I'm not sure if that TLC stands for anything anymore, but who cares? Anyway, aside from my occasional tuning into My 600-Pound Life for the sheer spectacle.
And is that your doctor?
Dr. Nazardian.
And what's his deal?
He's a physician in Texas, Houston,
and,
I think.
And when he diagnoses someone as being obese,
you eat too much, you're fat. You keep eating like that, you're going to get fat.
But you have to fly to Texas.
Yeah, well, they usually drive in a subcompact, and it's her first time leaving, and so they put her in the back with the seats down so she can lie there.
But they go on this...
And it's like an eight-hour ride, but she can only go 20 minutes at a time before they have to check into a hotel.
And they go on this painful hell ride to Texas for this strange little man to tell them you're fat. You eat too much.
You know what he tells him? He comes in there because you have to be accepted by him. You have to weigh so much and be accepted.
How
and,
do you start a scam like that?
And he looks at it because he's the expert in stomach stapling. And he looks at them, and he will not operate on them. He will not give them stomach reduction until he can prove to them, or they can prove to him, that they can lose like 200 pounds. So I'm going to give you 2 months. When you come back in, I want you 150 pounds light. Well, they come back in.
That's just water weight to them.
And they're up another 75 pounds. You eat too much. You're not following the diet plan. I tell you, am I going to have to put you in hospital and feed you through a tube? That's that guy. All right, I got to go. I digress because he's got another beauty here. Let's see. Occasional watching 600 pounds for the sheer spectacle of it to feel a little bit better about myself. I really don't watch it. I guess I didn't really understand why people watch TLC until I stumbled upon this show called Smothered. Small S and then Mothered. Last night I watched a few episodes. And what an effing train wreck. It follows two different mother-daughter combos whose bond is beyond bizarre, to the point where one mother-slash-daughter combo still shower together every morning when the mother is 55 and the daughter is 19. And she's not hot, by the way. Also, there are the poor bastards who are somehow still involved in these women's lives. Not since Honey Boo Boo has a show literally left my brain in a state where I am unable to process anything else but what's happening on the screen. It was kind of soothing in a weird way. A nice escape. Now you understand. You should check it out, Stan. Who says I haven't? Okay, I've looked at a couple of episodes because my wife watches it, and I'm like, "What is this? Oh, this is Smothered," and it'll pull you right in. Love you guys. I will now toodaloo myself. Signed, Scott from Naples.
Oh no, you've been pulled in on this.
What, Smothered?
Yeah,
I'm not completely pulled in, but it did make me stop and go, "What the?" Not like 90 Day Fiancé the other way, or Before the 90 Days, or 90 Day Fiancé, or My 600 Pound Life, My 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Did you guys happen to see Mark Levin last night? He had two professors on that were a hell of a lot smarter than you or I. One pointed out that the teachers in college are completely biased in teaching the left agenda.
Mm-hmm.
He said that at the moment, left-leaning teachers outnumber conservative teachers on average of 15 to 1. The other professor pointed out just how biased the media is, and it is bad. He pointed out how they do it. Interesting, one thing he did say was that although many people listen to them, in reality, they have a more conservative view, the viewers. And trust me, these guys had more smarts than anyone. Interestingly, one of them says that in 15 to 20 years, the New York Times will be nothing more than a second-class news source. Wake up, people. We are in a cultural war, and we must win. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
The Guardian is absolutely right. The problem is, there is a cultural war going on, but only one side is fighting.
Yep. Because the other side will get just cracked.
And I was looking at the news today.
And said, oh boy.
I thought, it's such a shame that we lost Robin Williams. Huh. Because if we ever needed him to get in his Teddy Roosevelt get up and do a public service announcement, it's now.
You are right. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
96K Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're a half hour away from Mark Haney in the news. Going to jump into the Wayback Machine here in just a second.
About half past the crab's ass.
Let's get you updated on traffic. Oh, by the way, here's what I want you to do, Junior. And I know we were talking outside, and I'm not going to let everybody know what we were talking about.
What, that he was banned from Tinder?
No, not that. He was soliciting. we were talking about who's baldest, and you win. But I'm not bringing it up and all that and paint your bald spot and all that. But what I want you to do, and it can be done on regular copy paper, I want you to hold the camera up, take a picture of yourself. Like a selfie, okay? And print it on regular printing paper. Just hand it to me, and I will show you how I can change your world.
What happened to that?
Print me up a headshot.
All right. Okay.
Let's get you updated.
Like mugshot style?
Yes. Smile if you'd like. We got one thing on the board.
If you insist.
If you insist. Crash, Cypress Parkway and South Tamiami Trail, excuse me. And you are up to date. That's the only thing we got on the board. We do it every Monday. We take a look back. What was on the Billboard pop charts this very week in a particular year? Let's find out where we're going.
Come on there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1976. Bicentennial.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up.
Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town. Number 20 in 76.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Those cats.
They were asking if you were around, cats. How you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown,
yep.
Driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got.
Oh, yeah.
Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her.
Back in town.
such great pizza.
Oh, yeah. And if the boys want to fight, still get a burger for $3 and a cold beer.
Yep. $2 in the corner, blasting out my favorite song. Onion rings, man.
To get warmer, oh. It won't be
long. One won't for the table, huh? Summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. Keep them coming, sweetheart. The boys are back in town.
Number 20 this week in 1976.
The boys are back in town.
Oh, they sure are. And charting for the first time in a long time were the boys. That was a requirement. Put out a summer fun album.
Because it's all about fun.
Became more and more difficult for them to do, but the Beach
Just let
Boys
me hear some of that
rock have
and
this
roll
song.
Music, any old way you choose it.
Like it's Brian took this one off.
You can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music.
Rock and roll.
Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they was blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it.
No, no Brian on
it's
this
got
at all.
A backbeat, you can't lose it.
We call him sick.
Bad time for him in 76.
It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
Him and Dennis.
If you wanna dance with me.
Way down Brian
south
was in
they
bed.
Gave a I tell you folks
was
they
he under a doctor's
town.
Care?
Yes, he was.
Any doctor in particular?
Not Landy by this time. The it was before Landy. It's when Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi took him surfing.
Rock and roll music.
You ever see that?
No.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Nope.
It's got a backbeat, you can lose.
Look that one up.
Any old way you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
He almost died.
If you wanna dance with me.
Say it happened a lot if you hung out with Belushi and Aykroyd.
If you wanna dance with me.
At number 18, a resurgence and charted again, the Beatles. Like 10 years.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there.
Ooh.
Then I suddenly see you. Ooh. Did I tell you I need you? You didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me.
What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
'76, charting again, number 18 for the Beatles, coming in at number 17. Les Paul taught him how to play the guitar. Steve Miller, take that money and run.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. Sit around the house, get out and watch the tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Google El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run.
The Stan and Haney difference.
Take money and run. Billy Mac is a detective down in Texas. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two.
You notice when this song's playing, you will drop whatever you're doing and do that clap.
Oh yeah, you got it. And Steve Miller knew it too.
South and they're still running today, saying, go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Player, very important in this song.
Drummer, even more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Miller, number 17, take the money and run. Last one we're going to take a look at. Number 16 this week in 1976.
Yeah.
A band called Starbuck. This is man, Mr. Cool in the house.
In FM. Stereo. Stereo.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hand.
Too cool for the room.
Yep.
I finally made a tricky French connection. You
winked
and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Right.
That's the Stan and Haney
right.
difference.
Moonlight.
It sounds
feels
like such
right.
a nice song, but
we'll lay back and observe the
talking about drugs.
Yeah.
And watch the moon smile and bright.
nice. Play the radio nice little adventure. On
Southern stations, cause Southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss.
Is this about smuggling?
To make the tide rise again.
Our producer wasn't daydreaming about things.
Feels right.
He can tell us what this song's about.
Moonlight. Feels right.
Oh, put, slam them sticks, Dan.
Doing a little xylophone.
Be careful, you don't wear yourself out.
Yeah, what?
It's a marimba.
Oh, really? How do you know it's a marimba?
I used to play them.
Are you familiar with the Baja Marimba Band?
No, I'll look them up, though.
You know what, Junior? Used-to-bees don't count anymore. They just sit on the floor until we sweep them away.
I don't know. I think that sounded a lot of a very Lionel Hampton-esque.
Is this a Moog?
Oh, yeah, it's a Moog.
You mean Moog?
It's a Moog. See the sun come up. We asked you to A, find out what this song's about. And what else do we ask him to look up?
Well, he did his mugshot.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And you gave him a wonderful new head of hair.
Yeah, that's just a, you know, just a nice little thing to sit right up there.
I think he needs to print some more copies so you can show him different options.
I could be glad to.
I'd like to see him with like a Samuel L. Jackson look. You know, we need shotguns for this kind of deal.
Well,
look.
I got different looks I can give him.
Feels right.
Incidentally, the number one song in the land was Silly Love Songs by Paul McCartney and Wings. Mark Haney and the News is next.
You can lock your doors.
You can try to run.
But you can't escape. This weekend only. Anthrax. Anthrax. One night only. Live. With special guests, the Partridge Family.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
On sale now at all Ticket Center outlets. Or charge by phone. Don't miss it. Produced by Mark Todlin Productions.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
What are you eating over there?
Almonds.
The same almonds?
No, I picked up some fresh ones.
Convenience store?
Yeah. I'm back on my diet.
Saw him on Friday, as a matter of fact. Came in, he was eating lunch. And he had something on white bread that looked disturbing. And I said, "What you eating?" He said, "I got an egg salad from the gas station." And it was just, oh, my God. I said, "Can you at least make a chicken salad or something?" Sitting there eating egg salad.
Garbage sandwich.
Yeah, on white bread.
Did you hear about this college professor in California?
What?
Things have gone too far, okay?
Yeah, so you're telling me.
With political mm-hmm. correctness?
Yeah, so you say.
And I don't know if this girl is Vietnamese or Chinese, but she's from the continent of Asia.
Okay, Asian. I think that's what they like to be called, Asian.
And the girl has gone by the name of May, M-A-Y,
uh-huh.
from grade school all the way through to high school. But when she went to college, she insisted that people call her by her birth name. Now, her birth name, I can't say. But her birth name is spelled...
Careful even spelling it. Show it to me before you say it.
You got a pen?
Yes.
Bra?
Spell that out. You can write on Junior's picture.
I got a piece of paper. I need a pen.
Right here.
You know the difference?
I got it right here. It's been in my hand all the time.
Making me write this out.
Yes, because I want to see, because saying it or spelling it, I remember when we were talking about some islands once.
All right. This is the girl's name, and she wants to be called that.
Don't say that.
I can't even spell it.
No, I don't know that you should even spell it. It comes across Asian spelling.
It starts with a PH.
Yes, instead of another letter.
And ends with a C.
Yes.
And the second part of it is B-U-I, which is pronounced boy.
Yes. Thank you, Haney.
And the professor suggested to her that she might want to anglicize her name. And she was highly offended by this. And he said, look, I appreciate your heritage and all, but you're telling me this is legitimately her name. You're telling me I can't say it.
You cannot say that.
And the professor agreed.
Yes.
That it's disruptive.
Not on his campus.
And he even gently tried to explain to her that if it were reversed and his English name in her country, when said out loud, sounded like his name was Ida D, he'd hope someone would explain to him that culturally it doesn't work.
Did it dawn on her?
No, she's suing the university and the professor, and he'll probably lose his job. I can't even say
you
her
can.
Name.
No, you cannot.
I see the professor's issue here.
North Fort Myer, we're busy. North Fort Myers, crash, North Cleveland Avenue, and Hancock Bridge Parkway.
Yes. F boy?
Stop. Fort Myers, crash, Laredo Avenue and Ortiz Avenue.
I see you have the answer again. Yes.
Even that. Disabled vehicle, 13,000 block, Paul J. Doherty Parkway, right by the Rod and Gun Club, and in Bonita, crash. 10,000 block of Bonita Beach Road, Southeast, and you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News starts.
You know, my name was...
Right now.
There was a time before cable.
Oh, he's getting fired.
Yeah.
When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people
it's out of control.
Everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words...
See, he sees nothing
Mark
wrong
Haney
with it, Junior.
...was the balls.
Since he's all in favor.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
I'm sorry. Good afternoon. This is... Yes. That is correct. This is the news for today, Monday, June 22nd.
Double N, double X.
I could not get that out of my head.
No, it's ridiculous.
Because it makes perfect sense. He even tried to be helpful.
Yes.
But no, in this day and age, someone's going around calling themselves this. Yeah. People are walking down the halls going, hey!
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. It's a PH, it doesn't start with an F. And then the B-O-I. It wants to be called that.
Yep.
How about sticking with May?
Yep. You know, it served you well.
There it is. There she is.
Right, yep.
There.
That's a good old...
May.
She knows exactly what she's
of
doing.
Of course she does.
I don't know. It may not be, but I just get the feeling that or something like that may just be the tipping point.
I hope it is.
Stan.
What?
How many cows would you suppose it would take to make one NFL season's worth of footballs?
That's a lot of footballs. Wow. Because it is a cow and not pigskin. Jeez. Because it has to be the right leather, the right hide from the mm-hmm. right part of the cow.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm a thousand? Give or take?
Kind of close. It takes about 600 cows.
That's still a lot of cows for footballs.
Mm-hmm. And that's one season.
Yeah, can you imagine? What, did they just celebrate 100?
Mm-hmm. Only two countries in the world have the word "the" at the beginning of their official name. Can you name them?
I can tell you, and my wife gets upset about this, like people will go, the Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine. That's not their name. It's Ukraine. I know a lot of countries that don't have the, that should be the. What else you got? What do you got? Who starts with the? The Bahamas.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh,
that's
right.
One of the two countries that okay. start with the.
I don't know the rest.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get number two. Number two is the Gambia.
Ah, would not have gotten that.
Other countries that you would think had the in front of their names, like you mentioned, the Ukraine.
Yeah, it's just Ukraine.
The other one being the Netherlands. No, there's no the. Just the Bahamas and the Gambia. I am the Gambia. Yeah, I bet you didn't know this.
What?
In the original story of Aladdin, which all the kids know because of the cartoon.
Yeah.
And it's part of the Arabian Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin is actually set in China, with both Aladdin and Jasmine being Chinese people.
Did not know that.
I didn't either, and don't particularly care, but it'll be good to start arguments with.
Will you stop?
Will I stop what?
About argument. Just set the fact... And let it sit there.
And just marinate for a bit?
Yes, let it marinate.
Okay.
Let people realize what you just said. like with May.
It's already forgotten. Stan.
What?
You know the U.S. presidents.
Like the back of my hand.
And so you will certainly know this. I'll make it easy for you.
Okay.
Has there ever been an only child elected president of the United States? You'd have to think long and hard.
There would have to have been an only child. I'll say yes or no, yes or no. No, there hasn't been.
No only child has ever been elected president of the United States.
Did George Washington have a brother? All I know is
maybe
he was
from
by
another mother.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All I know
but
is
he's
was
the famous one.
Chopping down a cherry tree.
I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah. Didn't know he had a brother. Might have had a sister.
You know, I've been looking at the news, trying to look at it less. But maybe you can, sometimes you can help me understand things that I don't get right away.
Here we go. Tell me how to pronounce this word.
Well, you are already no help on that.
No, that ain't happening.
Does it matter who the statue is of?
For many of these anarchists and terrorists, they don't know what statues they're pulling down. It's just
so
to them, let's pull down statues. Let's pull down our history no matter what it is.
So it's not really a political statement about that particular statue. It's that all statues are bad.
Because if you go back far enough, they believe that they have they were very bad people. Oh, yeah. They don't know. Yeah.
So this isn't going to be the kind of people where there might be someone in the crowd to go, hey, why are you tearing down a statue of Ulysses S. Grant? Have you seen what Frederick Douglass wrote about Ulysses S. Grant?
They tore down Ulysses S. Grant. They tore down a Woodrow Wilson.
And now the city of New York is sanctioning removing Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes. And you got to realize that's where Teddy Roosevelt's from. He was head of Tammany Hall. He was the governor of New York. And they're tearing down his statues. We said it years ago, and I'm not getting into a deep conversation about it. But you remember you and I, Haney, on this show and saying, what's next? Are they going to start taking down statues of United States presidents?
They already have.
And they already have. I'm talking years ago. Because if you allow one down, most don't know what they're taking down. It's destruction. It's trying to erase a history.
Well, they
of the
took
United
down
States.
A statue of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza.
I know. And they tried to take down, as Trump told you, Christopher Columbus, but the Italians, we love our Italians.
We do.
Stopped them.
We love our Italians. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Okay, so I want those, so we got to go through them quick, and so we can get them all in.
Bill, a new study wanted to find out if women found men more or less attractive when they are pictured holding a cat.
What if that picture's Junior's deal there? What is that?
Tinder.
Tinder.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Holding a cat, picture on Tinder.
They showed women a picture of a guy not holding a cat, asked what they thought of him, and, mixed them up. They did a mix them up.
Yeah.
And then later it would be the same guy with a cat.
Yeah.
And how would they rate it?
How
well,
would they
rate? A new study found that women find men far less attractive if they're holding a cat.
I believe it.
The busy researchers at Colorado State University and their vital projects out there took photos of various men, one by themselves and one of them holding a cat. Then, over 700 women rated the photos, and when they were shown a man holding a cat, that man was deemed less masculine and less dateable.
Yeah.
It applied to both short-term and long-term relationship potential. What is that?
That's Junior, about 80 pounds lighter, holding a cat.
I thought that was the son of Robert Smith from The Cure. What do you think of that hair?
What the hell are you? What are you?
How many pictures are there of you with a cat? Are those your Tinder pics?
I love my cat.
What the hell?
I may or may not have used it on Tinder.
Oh,
no. I would take those down.
Oh, my God, son.
That's my baby right there.
There are certain things the world doesn't need to know.
Yep. And that's one of them right there. Remind me, Haney and I will tell you about a guy who had a ferret.
Men holding cats were deemed less dateable across the board. They were also seen as neurotic. There was only one key demographic that didn't care.
What was that?
Women who described themselves as cat ladies were just as likely to say a guy was dateable holding a cat or not.
Yeah.
In other words, it didn't help their chances with women who love cats, but it didn't hurt them either.
Indifferent.
So there is no upside to being seen holding a cat.
Well, let me get this right here. You're lying in bed with a blanket pulled up on you.
Yeah.
And a cat's ass in your face.
Cat's ass right by your chin.
I think I just woke up.
And you got that serious look on your face. Well, dreamy.
That's the selfie look.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have
a buddy take that photo to you? Hey, pal, do me a solid here. We've been in the radio business long enough to know full well you never know what will set people off.
Yep. It's something totally benign to us, but it'll set somebody off. It set a whole segment off.
I don't know how many times we've looked at each other and thought, why are people arguing about this?
That was a passing thing that we didn't give a second thought
but to. You find out people are willing to fight to the death over some ridiculous...
Like?
Apparently, the internet has been arguing about the best way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
This crap. I'm about ready to swear.
And if you're wondering, I wasn't aware there was more than one way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other. Start with the peanut butter first.
It turns out the answer is at least three. Most people take two pieces of bread, add peanut butter to one side, jelly to the other.
Yes, that's me.
Slap them together and call it a win.
Yep.
However, others believe you should put the peanut butter and jelly on one piece of bread and then put the second piece of plain bread on top. Apparently, that has its devotees, too. But those people admit those methods don't always yield the best results.
No.
Instead, they suggest put a little bit of peanut butter on both pieces of bread first to act as a barrier, which would prevent the jelly from soaking into the bread and making it soggy.
Use jam instead. Use a preserve. It's better for you, too. Give me an effing break. Peanut butter on one slice, jelly on the other slice, smash them together.
And if you can't hear the anger building already, if it weren't enough already, recent survey asked 9,000 Americans, creamy or crunchy?
Either or for me. It don't matter. Some days I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't.
55% demand creamy, 31% said crunchy or die, 4% said, hey, can't we all get along?
Yep.
And 10% said F peanut butter.
Yeah.
Never
peanut
butter. Hello, I'm Bill
Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Can you do it in a minute?
I did it. I did it. I did it in a minute. A 53-year-old.
Bill.
A 53. You're rushing me.
Well, yeah.
A 53-year-old burglar in England named Fred Moulton.
Time waits for no one.
Broke into an empty apartment building last Wednesday when he saw an open window. He couldn't help himself.
A Frank M.
But he didn't find anything to steal because the whole place was empty. Turns out it was being remodeled. There was literally nothing there to steal. And once he realized that, he decided it would be best to leave.
Good.
But on the way out, he got his foot stuck in a window, ended up dangling outside the building upside down, and had to call the fire department to come save him. After they got him down, they called the cops and, shocker, they found drugs on Frederick M. It turns out he was looking for stuff to steal because he had one hell of a debt to pay off with his dealer. A judge sentenced him to 18 months of probation, and he's forced into rehab. A Frederick M.
Yep, that's how it'll be referred to as.
Because it only hurt feelings.
Nope.
And that's the news for today, Monday, June 22nd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
All right, we got to take a break. Thank you, Mark. We're Stan and Haney.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your Monday afternoon with us. Hope we got you home okay. Got enough time to give you one more traffic update, then we got to get out of here. All right, this is one thing on the board. Bonita Springs, crash. Wisconsin Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Give you an idea how awkward I am at parties. This is a true story. I'm at one, and there's a guy there whose name I should know, but I don't know it. But I keep thinking it's Winston, you know, which is not the kind of name you want to gamble at. You know? So this is true. I grabbed another friend of mine at the party, and I said, I have a weird assignment for you. I want you to, just for a second, pretend like your name is Winston. All right, you see that guy there? I want you to walk to the other side of that guy, but in a straight line past him. So I'm just looking in one direction, and then I'm going to go, hey, Winston! And if the guy in the middle goes, yeah, then you just walk away. Your assignment is complete at that point. But if the guy in the middle looks like he's confused, I need you to go, yeah? And then I'll talk to you again, I guess. So my friend thinks I'm twisty, and he's like, all right, let's do this. He walks to the other side of the guy, so I go, hey, Winston. And the guy in the middle looks like he's confused. So I look at my friend, and he says, my name's Winston. Yeah, terrific. I was looking for any random Winston. Your name's Winston? Come on over. Let's have a chat. I'm in the mood to talk to a Winston. I had one line and he blew it. His line was, yeah.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow. 2 o'clock, we'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. This is for real. The Grateful Dead, or the brand that is the Grateful Dead.
The legal entity known as the Grateful Dead.
Has released a line of deodorants.
That would seem to go against everything they stand
sure
for.
Does.
Deadheads, are you ready? The Grateful Dead has launched a line of deodorant, and it's vegan. 5 different scents, and they all last almost as long as a Dead song in concert, and that's a long time. Speaking of long, that reminds me of my old lady's armpit hair. Smelling fresher than ever with Grateful Dead deodorant. Look for it in the recycled paper box at your neighborhood head shop. Grateful Dead deodorant. Oh, and one more thing. Would you like to buy a tie-dyed shirt or necklace from me and Moonbeam? We're trying to scrape together some money for the next fish tour.
Can we have some laughter around here? 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Update. The world did not, in fact, end yesterday.
It didn't.
But don't let your guard down.
Oh, yeah.
One thing that did happen over the weekend
is Junior was soliciting on Tinder.
Yes. And also, the official arrival of summer.
That's right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs summer is here.
Top signs summer is here.
A lot of bad quarantine tattoos are making their debut. The neighborhood gathers to grill delicious hot dogs over California's latest brush fire.
Come on.
Wait a second. Is that a tick in your mullet? Your air conditioner is constantly humming nearly as much as your wife's sex toy.
Haney knows.
It is May.
Well, I remember getting to this point.
Oh, yeah.
Know how you never wear pants on Zoom? Now it's so hot, you'd quit wearing shirts, too.
That's a fact. What? Excuse yourself.
It's so hot, you just slipped in a puddle of Real Housewives.
Hit me!
Young women are wearing the latest three-piece bikinis.
Yeah.
Top, bottom, basque.
Look at this, y'all.
Everyone sharing Facebook memories of places they went back when we could go places.
Yeah.
White liberal celebrities are making videos blaming themselves and us for the heat.
Mama.
Joe Biden remembers to take off his flip-flops before putting foot in mouth. President Trump spotted with President Trump spotted two-handing a glass of lemonade. The old twin fist.
Yeah. No, you try saluting 300 times.
600.
600.
Hours. Hours. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
The sun right there.
Yeah. Baking. Yep. Literally baking. General, I don't know if I'm going to make it down the ramp.
Yeah.
I'd like to make it down the ramp.
But I don't know. I've got leather shoes, leather soles.
And he's got these beautiful rubber soles.
Yep. So I'm going to take a glass of water and throw it.
And then they cut it.
Yep.
Right when I start to run.
Yep.
And finally, the very top sign, summer is here.
Right in my face.
John Bolton's mustache emerged from hibernation. Wacko.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert, I've left the building.
That's it, baby.
That guy has stuck around for years, failure after failure.
Yep. Blue skies. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.